It is Christmas time, coming to Christmas time.
快要圣诞节了。
And so it would be appropriate if we look at a passage appropriate to this season.
所以觉得如果我们看一段经文是跟圣诞节有关系的，这是很好。
And that is in Luke chapter 2.
在路加福音第二章。
And verse 34.
第三十四节。路加福音第二章第三十四节。
So I'll ask Brother Joel to read it for us, please. Now, maybe those last words,
又要做什么？毁谤的话不？
This is not an accurate translation, unfortunately.
这里的解释不是不准确。
If you have an English version, you will have a more accurate picture of what's being said.
如果看英文的，就意思很比较明显。
Here it says that he will be a sign that will be spoken against.
这里说到耶稣会是一个标记，是会给人反对。
This word sign is the key to this passage. It cannot become just translated into 画饼, a kind of topic, a kind of talk.
那么这个字应该翻译作标记还是目标。
And so what it is being said is Jesus himself will be a sign from God.
所以说耶稣会是神给我们的一个标记。
The word sign is used very frequently in the Gospels.
在福音里面这个标记这个字时常用。
And so, if you look at a concordance, you will be able to see how frequently it's used.
所以如果你看圣经你查看这个字你时常会碰到这个字。
The important point is that Jesus came into the world, which we remember at Christmas time, to be a sign from God.
这里所说的就是耶稣来到这个世界，这就是圣诞的意思，是要作为一个标记。
A sign is to communicate a message.
标记这里是有一个信息。
We have such a thing as sign language. You know, people who are deaf and dumb, they cannot hear what you're saying, so they make signs. This is sign language.
那么标记就是一些标号、符号。那么牙的人他们就要用手来做一些手势做标记。
That is sign. That is, it's communicating a message by giving various signals or signs.
这里说到他们用这些动作来交通。
And what is saying in this passage is that Jesus is God's sign. He is communicating a message.
那么这里说耶稣是神的一个标记，要跟我们传说神一个信息。
Very close to the first words of John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word. A Word is something that conveys a message.
那么跟约翰福音所说的一样，说到在胎处，耶稣是神的道，道是要跟我们讲神的一个信息。
Now a Word is usually an audible message, something that you can hear with your ear.
那么道就是我们可以听到的。
But a sign is an inaudible message. That is one you cannot hear. You see it, but you cannot hear it.
标记就是不是言语的，是我们可以看到的。
So Jesus is God's sign, conveying a visible message to us.
那么耶稣就是神的标记，给我们看到神的信息。
And by this sign, many will rise or many will fall. In fact, first fall, then rise.
那么这里说到这个标记会领到许多人跌倒或者许多人兴起。
So it's a very important sign because it determines your whole future.
这个标记非常的重要，因为断定我们将来。
The future being whether you will fall or whether you will rise or both.
我们将来到底是跌倒还是兴起呢？还是两者都有？
Now what is very interesting here is that you have in this passage two elderly people, two old saints, one Simeon and the other Anna.
这里我们有两个年长的仆人，一个就是西面，一个就是安娜。
And you remember the beautiful story is that that Joseph and Mary come into the temple with the baby Jesus.
我们知道这里告诉我们 Joseph 约瑟跟玛利亚跟他的小孩就是耶稣来到圣殿里面。
Just a little baby.
只是一个小婴孩。
And there is the old man Simeon in the temple.
那么这里这位老人家西面他在圣殿里面。
And when he sees the baby,
当他看到这个婴孩的时候
he has a lot of things to say about the baby.
他有很多事情要讲。
Now, it's nothing unusual about babies coming into the temple.
现在在小婴孩来到圣殿里面没有什么稀奇。
After all, they have no babysitter sometimes, so when they want to worship in the temple, they bring their baby with them.
因为那时候没有人看小孩的，如果你要到圣殿来崇拜，那么 你也带你的小孩去的。
So you have, it's not the only baby in the temple.
那么当然那时候耶稣不是唯一的婴孩。
And since Simeon stays in the temple a great deal of the time, he must see a lot of babies.
那么西面这个老人家他在圣殿里面时常在哪他看到很多的婴孩。
But when he sees this baby, he has something to say.
但是当他看到这个婴孩耶稣的时候他要讲一些话。
He says, my eyes have now seen the salvation of God.
他说我的眼睛看到神的救恩。
You say, oh man, wait a minute, this is just a baby. What are you talking about God's salvation here?
哎哎老人家 你说什么这个是小婴孩说什么神的救恩呢
But he had a lot more to say than that.
但是他还有别的事要讲。
And among these things he says, is that this baby is a sign from God.
他这里说耶稣这个婴孩是神给我们的一个标记。
Or a message, a visible message from God.
一个我们可以看到的信息。
And he will determine the future of people.
而他会决定我们将来。
Whether they will be saved or they will not be saved, depending how they relate to him.
到底他们会得到拯救 还是会灭亡在乎他们的回应。
Now what he says regarding the sign is very puzzling.
这里他所说的标记使我们匪夷所思很难明白。
What he is saying is that this sign from God, this baby, will be spoken against.
这里说到这个标记是会被他人反对还是敌对。
Now many Christians and many people when they read the Bible, they are not listening to what's being said.
很多基督徒当我们看圣经的时候我们不看清楚神要跟我们所讲的话。
You're not noticing what exactly is the sign.
我们不知道到底这个标记是什么。
The sign is not that everybody is going to fall on their knees and worship him. No, no, no.
这里所说的标记不是每一个人都会跪下来敬拜。
The sign is not saying that everybody is going to welcome him with open arms.
这里没说到每一个人都张开手来欢迎耶稣。
On the contrary.
反过来
The message is saying, he is for the salvation of the world, but he will be rejected by most people.
这里说耶稣是这个世界的救恩，但是很多人会敌对，拒绝他。
Just rejected. They are going to attack him.
他们会攻击他。
They are going to oppose him.
他们会抵挡他。
And oppose him to what extent?
抵挡他到什么程度呢？
This is very strange. You see, because all Israel was waiting for the Messiah, the Savior of Israel, the King of Israel.
这是很难以明白的，因为以色列国，他们每一个人都正在等待救赎主。
But Simeon is saying he will be rejected and opposed.
但是这里西面说，耶稣会给别人抵挡，敌对。
Everybody is going to say bad things about him.
很多人会说毁谤他的话。
And then the old man turns to Mary, his mother.
然后这个西面就跟他的母亲说
Try to picture that scene in the temple. It's really something.
大家可以想一下那时候的情景。
By this time, the old man is holding baby Jesus in his hands.
那么那老人家就是抱住耶稣。
And he says to Mary,
然后他跟 Mary 说 Mary, Mary, Maria,
the sword is going to pierce right through your own soul.
这里说你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Here in the Greek, a very unusual word for sword is used.
这里说到这个刀字是一个很特别的字在原文。
是一把剑。So it's there are two words for sword or 剑in Greek.
在希腊文有两个字用来描述剑。
Actually, in Greek, there are more than three words for sword, but describing different kinds of sword, but two are used, only two are used in the New Testament.
还有别的字，但是在新约里面只有两个字是应用的。
Now, Luke uses the word, another word for sword five times.
路加他用另外一个字来描写剑这个字，
五次。Here there is a word used that is used only once in the New Testament outside of the book of Revelation.
但是这个字剑这里的这个字只用一次，特别在路加里面，特别是在启示录以外只用过一次。
And it is used six times in the book of Revelation, so a total of seven times in the New Testament.
在启示录里面用过六次，那么在新约里面一共是用了七次。
I try to determine why a different word for sword is used.
我就这里想为什么有不同的字来描述这个剑呢？
It may be because this is a broad sword, double-edged, sharp, double-edged sword.
可能这个剑比较宽，那个是两刃的剑。
And it has therefore a handle, a hilt, which makes the sword look like a cross.
然后尖柄和剑刃就有一个就好像这个一个铁啊。
Yeah.
那么好像看起来好像一个十字架一样。
And what Simeon seems to be saying is, he is hinting at the cross.
其实这里西面所暗示的就是说到十字架。
I think you've often seen a sword, and you can see that it does look like a cross.
那么当你们看到剑的时候，你看到好像一个十字架一样。
And Simeon is saying that the swordWill go through your own soul.
然后他跟玛利亚说，这个剑会刺透你的心。
Wow, that is hardly a very comforting message. You come into the temple to worship God, and some old man starts talking to you about your baby, which sounds good, you know, that he is the salvation of Israel, and you would have thought everybody is going to welcome this salvation.
那么对一个母亲来说，这是很难受的。啊，你带你的孩子来到圣殿里面，然后这个老人家就跟你讲，说到耶稣就是神的标记，是神的救恩，但是又说到这个剑会刺透你的心。
So hinting that in fact this very incident is going to not only will cause her exceeding great pain, maybe even her death.
这里说到可能这个剑刺透他的时候，甚至可能他要死亡了。
Well, so now you can see that this sign is going to be spoken against.
所以这里说这个标记是会被人抵挡敌对的。
God gives a sign to all mankind, and does mankind welcome it? No, mankind rejects it.
神给我们一个标记，但是我们欢迎这个标记吗？我们接受吗？不会，我们会敌对拒绝。
When you look at this word translated as spoken against or rejected or opposed,
让我们看这个字说到敌对这个字
，you'll find that in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 16, for example, it is translated as disputed. That means people speak against it, disputing against it, arguing against it.
在希伯来第六章里面也有用这个字，就是描述。别人就是要用言语来敌对反对。
Say, oh, Jesus, he cannot be the Messiah. He cannot be the Savior.
这里说他们会说耶稣不可能是救主。
In Jude chapter 1, in Jude 11, it says it's translated as rebellion.
那么在犹大书里面第十一节说到这个就是一个反叛。
So it speaks of Korah's rebellion. That is the word that is used there for rebellion.
说到 Korah 就是摩西的一个兄弟，他反叛。
And then in Romans 10 verse 21, it speaks of Israel as a people who are always disobedient and contradictory. Speaking back, talking back.
那么在罗马书里面也说到以色列国，他们是不顺服主，而且反叛神的。
The opposition against this sign is enormous.
这里说到敌对，这个敌对的程度是很大的。
Now this point is of exceeding great importance, and we must grasp it very well.
这一点我们要很清楚的明白。
We certainly do not expect a sign which will help us to identify Jesus as God's son by this means.
我们肯定就不会当我们看到这个标记的时候，我们肯定就是不会想到这就是神的儿子耶稣。
Put it in another way, how to put it is like this. How would you know that Jesus is God's son? How do you know he's the savior of the world?
或者问另外一个问题，就是你们怎么可以知道这就是神的儿子，耶稣就是世界的救主呢？
The sign is so unexpected. If you see somebody who is spoken against, who is opposed, who is contradicted, that is the sign.
这个标记不是我们期望的，这个标记是会被人反对抵挡的。
Have you ever thought of such a sign?
有没有想到这样一个标记呢？
You see so many religious teachers so well accepted.
我们看到很多属灵的那个领导，他们是很得到别人 的接纳。
Well, let's say Gautama, Buddha. I mean, everybody...respects him, honors him, he is the enlightened one. He is the one who has light from above.
就好像说释迦牟尼，他是每个人都尊敬，每个人都接纳的。
There's not anybody speaking against him.
没有人反对他的。
And so we can go through various religions. Muhammad, who speaks against him, the Mohammedans worship him almost as a god, as the prophet of God.
然后说到穆罕默德在回教里面很多人都把他当作好像神一样去敬拜他。
But you say the same thing is true of Jesus today, is it not?
但是你会说跟耶稣也是一样啊。
That is the problem.
问题就在这里。
That precisely is the problem.
这就是问题。
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
大家明白我所说吗？
Maybe not.
可能不。
Let's put it this way.If you meet a person, or you hear about a person about whom everybody says bad things,
举个例子来说，如果你遇到一个人，你碰那个人是每一个人都是敌对他。
Let's say me.
就是好像我。
Oh, believe me, the world is full of people who say bad things about me, and that's no exaggeration.
在这个社会里面，有很多人都敌对我，而且说我的坏话。
I even can't go to find somewhere in peace where somebody doesn't say something bad about me.
很多时候我去到任何地方，我都没有这个平安，也找到有人就是讲我的坏话。
It's not because I want people to say bad things about me.
不是因为我喜欢别人说我的坏话。
Does anybody like to be unpopular?
有没有人喜欢被别人unpopular?
He's the man.
对，不，别人不喜欢你吗？
对。Even they have never met you before, but they heard bad things about you, you see.
甚至他们还没有见到你，但已经听到你的坏话，而且不喜欢你了。
So a few years ago, I thought, I will go to a country where surely nobody knows me.
那么几年前我去到一个国家，我想在那里肯定没有人认识我吧。
So I went to Costa Rica. Do you know where Costa Rica is?
那么我去了那个 Costa Rica.
If I gave you a map, could you point out Costa Rica to me?
给你地图，你知道 Costa Rica 在哪吗？中美。
中美 ,that's right.
Right. Central America.
So, I went there and I said, surely nobody knows me here.
我说，哎，在哪？肯定没有人认识我了。
But I was mistaken, of course.
但是我错了。
Because soon it was found that there were those who heard about me and knew what a bad guy I am.
Oh, 那里有人已经听到我了，他们知道我听了很多人讲我的坏话，他们想我可能是一个坏蛋。
Oh, this is the 大坏蛋, you know, not just a 坏蛋。
Not only a bad guy, a big, real bad guy.
So immediately There were two groups. One that, that supported me to some extent, and the other group would strongly maintain that I'm a bad guy.
那么那里有两方的人。 他们一方面有些人就觉得我是坏的，就不跟我交往；另外一方的就觉得他们想跟我交往。So
even in Costa Rica,
甚至在 Costa Rica.
Now tell me this: when you hear bad things say about Joel, would you say, "Oh, I'd like to be your friend. You're such a bad guy"?
比如说，如果你听到人说，"哎呀，Joel是个大坏蛋呢"，那么你会不会说，"哎呀，我太"？ 轻信了，我是Joel的好朋友啊。
Yeah. If you hear bad things about him, even if you know him, you might have some questions. There's, as they say, that without fire, there's no smoke, right? So it must be something about this guy.
如果你听到别人说我的坏话，甚至你认识我的，可能你心里面也有很多的疑问。你想啊，没有火，哪里有烟呢？
So even if you met him, you would have suspicion. This guy, I have to be careful.
所以如果你遇到我，你也要小心啊，敬我三，远我三，三次。
Now, do you understand what I'm getting at?
大家明白我想跟大家讲的吗？
When everybody is saying bad things about Jesus, how can you want to believe in him?
当每个人都在敌对、反对耶稣，为什么所有的人都要信他的呢？
The same thing about the church. If you hear so many bad things about the church, why are you going to attend the church?
就好像如果你听到一个教会是不好的，你为什么会到哪去敬拜神呢？
This is what speaking against means. It is he will be a sign that will people will reject, will argue against, will oppose, contradict.
这里说到耶稣就是这个标记，会被人反对、抵挡。
Now this raises a major problem for faith. If salvation depends on faith in him, and everybody says bad things about him, then how are you going to believe?
这里讲到说到一个很重要的问题，就是信心。那么如果我们是凭信心得救了，那么现在每个人都讲耶稣的坏话，我们怎么相信耶稣呢？
Well, our problem is easy today, is it not?
这就是我们,
Our situation is easy today.
我们现在的情况很容易的。
Who's speaking bad about Jesus?
有谁讲耶稣的坏话呢？
Hardly anybody.
没有什么人嘛。
So what happens is we have a major difference between the situation in the New Testament and the situation today.
那么问题就在这里。 这里我们现在的情况跟新约时候的情况是完全
It's easy to believe today, because who is speaking against Jesus?
今天要相信耶稣是很容易，没有人敌对耶稣。
But that raises a problem. If the situation is different today, then the faith is also different.
那么问题就在这里，如果情况是不同的，那么今天我们的信心也是不同。
You see, when I am a bad guy, and somebody says, I hear all these bad things about you, but I trust you anyway. Wow, that is something.
就比如说有人听到，听了别人讲我很多的坏话，那么他说，很多人讲你的坏话，但是我还是信任你，这就不同了。But
when I become popular, when I am something important and everybody respects me, what faith do you need?
但是如果我是很著名的，我是很重要的，每个人都要跟我结交，那么相信我的、信任我的有什么特别呢？
Now, for example, in Hong Kong, the opposition to me is fading away.
在香港，我所受的敌对，慢慢的就减少了，减少很多。
And the reason is that many of the leaders, the leaders in Hong Kong, the church leaders, begin to express that they don't oppose what I teach.
那么开始在香港教会的那些领导，他们现在就表明他们不再敌对我所教导的。
In fact, they express agreement on major points.
他们甚至还表示赞同，特别是在一些重要的那个原则。
For example, recently a sister from Hong Kong went to Australia and attended one of our churches there.
比如说近来有一个姊妹来到Australia, 我们的一个教会。
And she was a member of a church where the pastor is a very famous pastor in Hong Kong.
那么她是从一个她的教会，她的牧者是一个很出名的那牧师。
And she wrote back to her church.
她就写信给她的教会。
And asked about our church and about me.
然后她就问我们教会的背景啊。
The reply she got was, "That's a good church. By all means, feel free to attend it."
那么她得到的答案就是啊，这个是一个好的教会，你可以在哪里聚会。
That's very surprising.
这对我来说很惊奇。
But now it's no longer difficult for her to attend our church because she has the approval of her former church in Hong Kong.
那么对于她来说，参加我们教会这不困难，因为她的母教也这样告诉她
赞成
她的，她可以。
So what would have been different would be this: no matter what her church at home would have said.If she had come to our church, listened for herself, observed, examined the scripture, and said, "This church stands on the word of God," I will stay here, even if others oppose.
如果转过来，就是说，如果他不论他的母教跟他讲什么，但是他来到我们在 Australia 的教会，他听了教导，他看到的一切，然后他决定不论。母教是怎么说，他也会决定来参加我们的聚会，那就不同了。
The point is that we always like to see whether other people approve or don't approve of this person or this church.
这里我想说的就是，我们很喜欢要看别人是赞同的还是不赞同的。
We cannot make our own decision.
我们不可以自己做决定。
So what has happened now is,People begin to become favorable to me for one reason only. The opposition against me in Hong Kong is dying down.
那么现在很多人对我都很友善，因为在香港抵挡我的慢慢的也减少了。
Let me tell you this. You know your true friends when you are under attack.
那我告诉大家，我们知道那个是我们的好朋友，但我们被攻击的时候。
When you are attacked and everybody runs from you, you also know what kind of friends you have.
当你受到攻击，而你的朋友全部离弃你了，你就知道他们是你的朋友是怎么样。
When Jesus was seized to be crucified, what happened? Even his disciples abandoned him.
当耶稣给抓了，要去钉十字架，他所有的门徒都离弃他。
In the time of attack, you really know who is who.
当你受攻击的时候，你就会知道谁是你的朋友。
I have good opportunity to find out.
我有很多机会来辨认谁是我的朋友。
Now, this is the point. What I want to say is something exceedingly important regarding faith.
这是一个很重要的一点，就是特别说到我们对神的信。
For it raises the question whether our faith.Is after all a New Testament faith or not?
特别这里说到，到底我们的信是圣经里面新约所说的信。
We are saved by faith, right?
我们得救是凭信。
And Luther wanted to say we are saved by faith alone, right?
甚至路德他要说我们只是单凭信心得救。
The question is, what kind of faith?
那么问题就是这个信是怎么样的信呢？
And what we have here is something of the greatest importance because it is saying this.
我们这里所看到是很重要的，因为这里所说的就是
That is, if you believe in Jesus when he is being opposed, when he is being rejected, that is faith.
这里所说的就是你信耶稣，当他是被攻击、反对的，这就是信。
But today you believe in Jesus. Why? Because there are hundreds of millions of believers today.
但是 这个时候，这个时代，我们信耶稣，因为有一百万、一千万的人都是信耶稣的。
Everybody believes in Jesus, so what's so difficult about raising your hand and making your commitment?
有什么困难呢？我们要举手，决意信耶稣。
What happens in the situation when you are brought up in a Christian home and you just follow your father and mother to become a Christian?
甚至如果你是来自一个基督教的背景。然后那么你是跟从你父母的，他们是基督徒，你也要信，你也信耶稣。
So indeed, in school, maybe their friends oppose Christianity, but after all, your parents, the parents are more important than those friends in school.
可能在学校也有你的同学，他们反对你，但是主要你的父母，他是基督徒嘛。
So as Christian parents, we are faced with a serious problem.
那么对基督徒，身为基督徒的父母，他们面对很大的问题，困难。
And that is, how genuine is the faith of your children?
就是到底你自己的孩子他们的信是多纯洁呢？纯正。
Maybe that my child believes in Jesus because she respects me and trusts me completely.
就可能我的女孩她对我她信耶稣是因为她尊敬我。
Is that the New Testament faith? That is the problem here.
这是不是新约的心呢？
Because there is no contradiction against Jesus that needs to be overcome.
这里没有什么矛盾，就是要敌对耶稣，没有什么困难的。
Because at least in our home, she does not find any contradiction against Jesus. Jesus is always exalted.
因为对我女孩来说，在我家里面，耶稣是没有被抵挡的，耶稣是高高在上的。
And even if other people contradict him,It's not important because the people she really respects uphold him.
甚至别的人抵挡耶稣也不要紧，因为他所尊敬的人是高举耶稣的。
Other people's opinion is not important to her.
别人的意见对他来说不重要。
But her parents' opinion is the greatest importance.
但是他父母的意见是最重要。
Now, unless we grasp this situation, and you grasp this situation,You may not have a New Testament faith in Jesus.
所以这里，除非你们清楚这一点，不然的话，你们可能没有新约里面所说的信。
There may be other people, even in our church or in our teams, who follow Jesus mainly because of respect for me.
可能在我们教会，甚至在同工里面，有很多人他们跟从主是因为他尊敬我。
But if they change their opinion about me, they may change their opinion about Jesus.
那么可能如果他们对我的看法改变了，那么他们对耶稣的看法也改变。
In other words, their faith is dependent on man.
这里是要说他们的心是在乎人。
For example, recently I got an email.
近来我收到一个 email.
From a coworker.
是一个同工寄来的。
Who told me how much the recent attack upon me and on the church, here in Montreal affected her.
那么这个同工就告诉我，近来教会所受的一切的敌对敌挡呢，怎么去影响他对我的看法。
And she said the problem was this, that it affected her faith in God.
甚至他告诉我影响他对神的信。
When she heard the contradiction, the attack on me, it shook her faith in God, and she nearly collapsed spiritually.
当她听到别人攻击我的时候，她的信心被动摇，然后她差点就是也是放弃她的信心。
So here comes again back to the question: On what is your faith founded? When we come to It's Christmas time and we are talking about this sign from God. Can you accept that sign?
当我们接近这个圣诞节日的时候，我们要想到底我们的信是在乎什么？到底是不是在乎神所给我们的标记？
Or is your faith, the reason you come to church, the reason you got baptized, the reason you believe, because you said, well, I like these Christians. They are nice people. They love one another. I like to be one of them.
或者你成为一个基督徒，因为你看到哦，教会很好啊，这里所有的基督徒都很好啊，我想好像他们一样，那么我就信主了。
Is that New Testament faith?
这是新约的心呢？
The only faith that is spoken of here in the New Testament is a faith that can believe in Jesus when everybody contradicts him, everybody else rejects him. I believe.
新约里面所说的信，就是当别人攻击耶稣、抵挡他的时候，我还是要信耶稣。
That is a miracle.
这就是一个神迹。
If you believe in Jesus because everybody else believes, that's commonplace. Any psychologist can explain that.
如果我们信耶稣，因为每一个人都信他，那么那个这是很 明显的很容易，那么那个心理学家 也知道
In a Christian country everybody is Christian. I mean, you just follow the crowd. You don't need faith.
在一个基督徒为基督教为国教的一个国家里面，信主是很容易。
To describe this as faith, saving faith, is not the New Testament definition, is it?
如果说这就是可以拯救我们的心，这不是新约里面所说的心。
To believe is to believe in the face of contradiction. That is the message here.
这里所说我们信，甚至当我们受到敌对，或者耶稣被攻击敌对。
Even more astonishing, we identify the object of faith, in this case Jesus, by the fact that he is rejected. We know he is true precisely because he is rejected.
而更进一步，我们知道神，这是神的标记，就是当耶稣被敌对拒绝的时候，我们还是要信他。
Here is the sign, here is the signal from God. If you want to know who to believe in, look around and see who is rejected. That is the object of faith, Jesus himself.
那么如果你想看，我要信那一位神呢？那么你要四周的看，到底那一位神是被人抗拒敌对的，那位就是正神。
I'm talking about a person, not something here. Okay. Jesus as a person. So now, the other important factor we have to bear in mind is who was rejecting Jesus? Who was speaking against Jesus?
另外一个很重要的问题，我们要看到底谁敌对耶稣。
When you read your Bible, are you listening? Are you seeing what is there?
当你读圣经的，你看到圣经所讲的吗？
Today we read it as a Christian book.
今天我们这个时候我们看的就是一个一个基督教的一本书。
Where everybody supports Jesus.
很多人都是拥护耶稣。
But that's not what is being said in the Bible even.
但是圣经里面不是这样讲。
The Bible tells us that he was rejected by everybody. Did you notice that?
圣经里面说耶稣是 被所有的人拒绝。
Let me just give you the evidence from one book alone, from Matthew.
让我给你们一些 的证据在马太福音。
And let you see who rejected Jesus and what they said about him. And what they said about him is very, very serious.
看看谁是抗拒耶稣，而他们所说的是什么。
For example, the scribes.
这里说到文士。
Now scribes are lawyers, very learned people, learned in the Bible.
文士这里说他们熟悉神的法律。
神的话语，整个话语。The whole word of God. They were lawyers because the Old Testament, the main part of the Old Testament was called the law.
他们是文士，因为他们特别在熟悉旧约神的话语。特别说到神的律法。
The first five books of Moses are described as the law, the books of the law.
那么旧约前五本书是就是是摩西所写的，就是说神的律法。
律法书。And these scribes were experts in the Bible.
那么这些文士对律法是很熟悉的。
Isn't their opinion very, very important?
你讲他们的意见是不是很重要了？
What do they say?
他们讲什么呢？
They say, for example, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 3, that Jesus is a blasphemer. He blasphemes.
在马太福音里面，他说耶稣是亵渎神的。
Now, that's a very serious charge coming from somebody who is a Bible expert.
这是很严重，因为这是文士所讲的。
Now the Pharisees, they were a group of very religious, very 虔诚, very devoted people.
那么法利赛人他们是很虔诚的人。
And they were the major group of people who opposed Jesus.
他们是最大一半人, 敌对耶稣的最大一半人。
So in Matthew chapter 9 verse 3, for example, and then also in chapter 10 verse 25, chapter 12 verse 24, what do they say about Jesus? They say something very, very serious.
那么在马太福音很多地方他们怎么讲耶稣呢? 耶稣赶鬼,他是凭什么能力呢? 他是凭鬼王的能力。
They say that over and over again, not just once.
他们讲了很多次。
Now their opinion in Israel was very, very important because they formed a large and very devoted group of people. They considered themselves very devoted to God.
这些人,法利赛人,他们在以色列的位置是很特殊的,他们是很属灵,很虔诚的,所以他们所说的话是很有分量。In
fact, in chapter 10, verse 25, they actually say that Jesus himself is not only a demon, but is a prince of demons, the king of demons.
甚至在马太福音第十章,他不但只说耶稣是凭鬼王的能力来赶鬼,耶稣本人就是鬼王。Now,
for you, the opinion of Pharisees and lawyers, scribes, may not be important.
可能对我们来说,这些文士,法利赛人他们的意见,对我们来说不重要。But,
Among the people of Israel, their opinion was the most important.
但是对以色列人来说,那时候,这些人的意见是最重要。The
common people don't understand the Bible.
平常的人他们不明白圣经所说的。So
they had to look to their religious leaders to give them the guidance.
当然他们要跟随他们属灵的领导。And
the scribes were the scholars, the religious leaders.
但是这些属灵领导,文士,
And these Pharisees, they were the spiritual leaders.
那些法利赛人,他们都是属灵的领导。And
they say, not just some ignorant fellow down there, but the whole group of them, not just one or two, but the whole group of them say, Jesus, whatever he does by the power of the devil.
那么这半人,不只是一个人,是整队人,全部的人都是指责耶稣,而且说他, 他所做的一切都是凭鬼王的能力。Now,
of course, the people are deeply influenced by this.
当然,民众是受到影响。And
we can see that also in chapter 11 and verse 19, where the crowds also speak against Jesus, saying that, well, he is a glutton. Oh, many charges now brought. He is a drunkard, and he is a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Now notice, they do not dare to bring spiritual charges because they are not experts in spiritual things. That they have to leave to their leaders. But they accuse him of being a glutton, that is somebody who likes to eat a lot of food, a drunkard, somebody who drinks a lot of wine, and he mixes all the wrong people.
那么在马太十一章,开始民众也开始就指责耶稣,当然他们不敢在属灵方面指责他, 但是也是说他贪吃贪喝啊,他们更遂利和罪人做朋友啊。
But the attack against Jesus goes even